anybody born, you know, in this country would be called, well, you know, with all the troubles that other countries have been having lately, you're proud that you're
a native. There's a word in French for that.
You may be a native, but I'm not a native. I'm civilized. No, I'm just kidding. Well, you would call yourself a native. You'd call yourself, you're proud that you're, you know, the folks have bumper stickers on the back of their car. I'm proud to be
a cool ass. That's corruption. I told you what it meant, huh?
Yeah. I'm proud to be a... No, they wouldn't have something like that. The flag would be out there and it'd say, I'm proud to be...
an American.
Okay. cool. Have you ever seen one like that?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Okay, now, but you and I, we'd be called a...
Americans.
Okay. What about, you know, a long time ago they used to have separate bus and separate facilities and
mm-hmm.
all sorts and different water fountains for
whites and blacks and Negroes.
Okay. Well, now, what other names did you call them? We said niggers. Did you have other names? Kind of. What when you addressed a black man, what did you call him in your day?
Well, you never addressed him if you on friendly you terms, man. When you understand?
Yeah.
You always addressed him by his first name. You never introduced him. You'd say, this is Mike or George, but you wouldn't introduce him as I would introduce a white man to another white man. You understand?
Okay.
And you'd say, well, this is George, he works in the yard, you know, and keeps my yard clean or something. Oh, he lives down the road, you understand?
Yeah.
That's the way you would get it, but you'd never give his family name unless it came to some business where he had to sign a name, and usually in that case, somebody signed and he made his cross.
Okay, and but when you were meeting a white man, what might you say to him or ask him on the street, you know? A friend or a...
Well, if he was an older man, you always spoke of him as Mr. Say it was LeBeau or Mr. Jumonville or
okay.
whoever it was. You understand?
Yeah. A name that you would have for... Other names that you would have for if you got angry at a black man.
Well,
what would folks call him?
Well, one of the main things, like I told you, why he was a black son of a bitch. All niggers were sort of a bitch. When he was, he wasn't, you understand?
Yeah.
If you got mad at him.
Any others?
No.
Would you ever call them gator bait? Or
no.
Anything like that?
No.
Or gorillas?
No.
Okay. Now, a name that you would have for white folks, you just call them?
Like I said, Mr., Mrs.
Okay.
You know, if they were older people.
What about if you were angry at another white man? Or kind of in a joking way, any sort of.
Not that I can recall at any this moment. If you got, you didn't have any
you
special.
You mentioned coon ass. Any other word?
No, you didn't. Coon ass wasn't used as a term of.
Or
this
Cajun.
Came in, a Cajun, yes. That damn Cajun. You were lowering him. You understand? But then we were all Cajuns, you understand? Can you get the fine distinction between that?
Yeah, it was just sort of a joking.
Joking, but if you got serious, you wanted to lowered him and call him a Cajun.
I see.
That was a
smile when you said it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. What about, would you ever hear anybody call them Peckerwood?
No.
Or what about, you ever hear any things, what they call people in Mississippi or anything like that? You ever hear people talking about a redneck?
No, we had no rednecks in this section.
Okay. But you knew what that was. What was
Oh, yeah. Rednecks was a man, usually people of Anglo-Saxon descent.